Welcome to your College Days podcast, sponsored by the Ulaga Church of Christ. I'm Josh Ortiz from the Miami Church of Christ. College students, it is important that you live disciplined in this time of your life. And to help you stay on the right track, we have been looking at Ephesians chapter 4, specifically verses 25 through 32. There, Paul provides a list that helps you see what you as a new person in Christ should look like. Now, we already learned that a Christian should always be truthful, self-controlled, and a worker. Now, let's look at Paul's next command. A new person in Christ speaks with grace. A new person in Christ speaks with grace. Let me read for you verse 29. Paul says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." The word for corrupt or unwholesome carries the idea of being rotten or worthless. Paul gives a similar command in Colossians 4:6. He says, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." As a new person in Christ, we need to watch what we say. How can we define what is considered rotten speech? Well, worthless speech is that which God forbids. And one example has already been given to you in this context, and that is you are to speak the truth all the time. Lies are considered worthless speech. But also, Paul says in Colossians 3:8, "But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth." Now that word for filthy comes from the Greek word that means a shameful saying. In other words, Christians should not use profanity or any words that insinuate sexual references or the like. Why? Because that is shameful talking. And that type of speech does not edify or build up one another. It actually hinders our unity. Now, some may ask this question: how does one determine what a bad word is? And it's certainly a valid question, because the Bible does not have a running list of bad words or cuss words. The only exception that I know of is Matthew 5 and verse 22, where Jesus forbids calling someone raca, which means good for nothing, or calling them a fool out of anger. But besides that, we don't have a running list in the New Testament. However, the fact that we don't have a running list actually shows the wisdom of God. You see, languages and dialects change over the course of time, and this happens as cultures and inhabitants change. And because of that, guess what? Curse words will always change. And that's why God, through Paul, gives us a general command: don't speak filthy language. Whatever is considered filthy in your time and place, don't use it. And you know, we don't have to do intense research to know what the world considers foul language. You as a college student may be constantly around worldly people every day, depending on the nature of your school. But even then, we hear degrading speech from others in the store, at the mall, or just anywhere we go. Now, you should do your best to avoid movies and places where degrading language is expected. But despite your best efforts, you will eventually hear certain impure words from someone from the outside. When that happens, we must avoid using such words. In Ephesians 4:25, Paul also commands to speak what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Edification means building up. And God, through Paul, says that building up others is necessary. You have the ability and the privilege to fill that need for others. We should always be speaking words that are meant to build someone up especially spiritually. Now, we do this in worship easily when we sing to each other, as Colossians 3:16 tells us, but we can also do this outside of worship. For example, we can teach the truth in love to others, Ephesians 4:15. But you know, even in every non-religious conversation, you should keep your speech pure, kind, complimentary, and without lies. Why? Because when you do start evangelizing to these individuals that you have been talking to, they won't look at you as a hypocrite. They will see you that you are a serious Christian, and you're serious about God's religion, and they will know what a true child of God looks like. You would have gave them that example already. If you're in the Maima, Oklahoma area, we invite you to our worship services here at the Maima Church of Christ, located at 124 B Street Northwest. May God be with you.